in there with the veterans.
They've been called the greatest generation, these World War II veterans, all in their 80s and 90s, finally getting a chance to see the memorial built in their honor. Will Lehner of Stevens Point was on the deck of the USS Ward outside of Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941. He remembers firing on a Japanese submarine an hour and 20 minutes before the infamous attack.
And I saw it when it hit the conning tower. The sub rolled over in the water and then righted itself and then started going down. We radioed in that we had sunk an unidentified submarine on the surface at the entrance to Pearl Harbor.
The message never got through, and the ships in Pearl Harbor never got the advanced warning. A few hours later, Lehner saw the results of the Japanese surprise attack.
The ships were burning. Oil was burning on the water. There were bodies in the water.
Lehner's next-door neighbor in Stevens Point, John Rainier, was serving in an army field hospital in Germany when one of Hitler's elite SS troops was brought in with his right arm blown off, needing a transfusion of whole blood.
This young German said, "What kind of blood is it going to be?" The surgeon said, "Well, what's the problem? It'll be the right type of blood." And he said, "If it's a Jew or Negro blood, I don't want it." The surgeon put the sheet over him. He said, "Take this man off the table. There are men waiting that want to live more than he does."
Ray Mesher of Hazelhurst was on the USS Highland off the island of Iwo Jima on the day they raised the flag.
I looked up that morning, beautiful sunny morning. I saw that first flag go up. And all the ships in the harbor, there were hundreds of them out there. The whistles blew, the horns and the bells were rung when that flag went up.
Ray Mesher, John Rainier, and Will Lehner's commander-in-chief, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, saw the country through the war they fought and through the Great Depression. 70 years later, these three veterans think Roosevelt's New Deal policies could help today's America, struggling again with joblessness and poverty.
I think he'd do the same as he did the last time. He got us out of this. He got the WPA, got Social Security. He was a smart man. I admired him.
He was the right leader for the times for our country. The tremendous public works programs, WPA, PWA, all of those programs.
You think we need them today?
I think so. They put tremendous numbers of people to work.
He would probably say we need another New Deal. I thank him for the things he did to help this country, to put people to work. Because I remember as a young kid, I remember when the bank closed, and I remember how poor people were. There were days we didn't have food to eat.
And these three vets, John Rainier, Ray Mesher, and Will Lehner, all say they are still optimistic about America's future.
Our strong traditions in our good country will pull us through.
I have such a strong hope and belief in the people in this country that I think we will come through.
We had dark days right after Pearl Harbor, and we survived that. And I think that the United States, USA of America, I think we can do anything.
A brass band and hundreds of friends and family welcomed the never-forgotten honor flight back home at Central Wisconsin Airport. For three of these vets, the hard lessons learned by the greatest generation could help the current one. In Washington, D.C. and Mosinee, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.